Well, this is my Facebook profile. Actually, my first purpose was to be able to reach my friends whom, you know, I couldn't contact for a while. But like everyone, I have received some invitations to some groups. And I have accepted especially the groups created against the current governments, especially the secular system.
Meltem Chol is one of 2 million Facebook members in Turkey. She's a young woman living a secular life in an overwhelmingly Muslim country. Chol fears a right to a life without religious pressure is threatened by the government. But her generation grew up in the 1980s in a time of military rule in Turkey with zero tolerance to traditional platforms of civic society. Facebook, Chol says, is now enabling people to overcome that legacy.
In democracies, I believe civil society is a big need and they must be very active. But, you know, we don't have this feeling like going and becoming a member of such a group. But people are now acting as individuals and they're creating such groups.
And for you, how useful is it?
It's good to know that you're not alone.
But it's not just opponents of the government who are fighting it out on Facebook. A demonstration last July in the heart of Istanbul against attempts by Turkey's constitutional court to close down the ruling AK party. It was organized by the civil rights group Young Civilians. The demonstration, along with most of the group's other activities, was organized through Facebook. In fact, the whole movement was born on Facebook, says Ceren Kener, one of the founding members of the group.
Actually, the thing is, before we had an office, we had an internet group. So I believe that internet and the different tools of internet, they serve these young people in a very positive way, because we do not have assets, we do not have capital, but we have a tool that is for free, and we can reach people through this tool. Some people, for example, know Young Civilians, but they were not interested in the activities. They just be a member from Facebook, and then they started to participate in activities. So Facebook is a very important tool for us.
But this Facebook revolution is not only confined to the city's well-educated youth. Berke Baş, who teaches media studies at Istanbul's Bilgi University, says all of society is now getting connected.
With this transmission of information, etc., maybe it will help for Turkey to be a more democratic society, but there is also the danger that will create more division in the society because nobody wants to listen to the other. So when you create your group in Facebook and when you refuse and you deny all the others with other political point of views, then we cannot talk about the democratization, but we can only witness a divided country taking shape even on the internet scene.
But Kene doesn't share such concerns. She sees Facebook and other social internet groups as a powerful tool to challenge the growing threat of political apathy among Turkey's youth.
Political apathy among young people, I think, is much related with how they perceive politics. Young people just think that, okay, politics is a job of old men. But, you know, I think internet is based on a mutual relationship. In Facebook, people are using their initiatives. They can write their comments there. They can talk with people. You do not write comments when you're watching the president talking on the, you know, television. But, you know, you find a way to express yourself. We have a male group, and it is so vivid. So many people are making comments about so many issues. These people have some ideas. When they find a way to express it, they do express it. So internet is an important thing.
Facebook, along with other social networking groups, is set to play a key role in the next chapter in Turkey's struggle for democracy and human rights. The government has committed itself to replacing the constitution, which was written by the military. Already the discussion about what that constitution should be is proving deeply divisive. For now at least, the jury is out on the question of whether Facebook groups are empowering the people or adding to the polarization of Turkish society. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.